We're doing Drashot Aran. We're up to page Shin Samach Bet, and the Ran had challenged the Rambam. The Ran had said that if it's so fundamental and it's so logical that Hashem runs the world and that everything comes from Him, so then why did we need to hear those two commandments from Hashem? Anochi Hashem Elokecha and lo yeh lecha Elohim acherim. The Ran had said, if really there's no logic to going after other forces, and all the pagans are off their rocker, they're all stupid for worshipping idols, so then why does it have to be that those two commandments Hashem says, I'll tell you. He says, it's much more difficult to understand not to wear shatnez. Why can't I wear wool and linen together? Why does Hashem have to tell me, don't believe in any other force but me? That I have to hear from Hashem. Wouldn't it be more important to tell me, don't wear two types of clothing that are from two different types of material? Wool and linen? That's harder to understand. Why does the Torah say, don't crossbreed, don't plant kilayim? Why? Shouldn't I hear that from Hashem? I understand that less. According to Rambam, that it's so clear and obvious and there's no reason for doubt and there's no reason to think there are any other forces in the world. Why does Hashem have to tell us those two commandments? A person could answer that even though these two mitzvos are perceived through logic, nonetheless, because they are the pillar of Torah, they are the root of Torah, Hashem wanted us to hear it directly from Him. And He says, I agree. That's a legitimate answer. You could say, these two are the precepts, they are the foundation of all of Torah, so Hashem says, I'm going to tell it to you. But I want to add a few points going the way I've explained until now. He agrees that he hasn't hit the Rambam with a knockout punch. He agrees that we could learn things the Rambam's way, but nonetheless, remember, he said he believes that there are forces out there, and he believes that when the pagans went that route, they experimented and they saw it produced something. So then why, in fact, does Hashem have to tell us the first two commandments? He says, I could understand Rambam's way, even though I have a question on it, but I'll explain it to you the way I see it. Vehu, and it goes as follows. She'en etzli ha-mitzvah rishona she'enochei Hashem lokecha, la'amin she'yesh ha-milah ve'siba, hu po'al lechol ha-nimtzin, kmo she'amar ha-rav zal. I don't agree with the Rambam with his definition of the first mitzvah. When Hashem says, I am Hashem your God who created the world, I do not agree with the Rambam that that is the mitzvah to believe that there is a first cause. Obviously, that's true. But is that the first mitzvah? Then Lashuna Pasuk Moran Zeklal. And that's not what the Pasuk is indicating at all. Imayotchu Bichlal Dvarav. Even though the Pasuk encompasses that concept. But that's not the thrust of the Pasuk. Aval Ikara Mitzvah Tzri Lamin Bichlal Shesh Torah Min Hashamayim. I think that when Hashem says, I am Hashem your God, there's a stress there on the concept, I've given you Torah. The Torah's from me, it's not man-made. Hashem says, I am Hashem, your God, I am personal, I am connected to you, and I've spoken to you, I've told you what I want out of life. ולפיכך פתח ואמר אנוכי השם אלוקיך, והשם הנכבד הזה מאר באותיות ומורה עלילה מחויבת המציאות. So Hashem begins with the tetragrammaton. Hashem begins with אנוכי השם. What is the word Hashem? The root of the tetragrammaton is hey vav hey, hove, existent. When you add the yud, it means active and creating existence. The tetragrammaton grammatically is an active form of the word exist. Hove means exist. If you add the verb, active existence, so that the tetragrammaton indicates the creator, the one who is actively creating existence. That's Hashem's name. We don't pronounce it, but that's what it means. So this name is actually speaking about all of creation. When Hashem says, Anochi Hashem, I am the tetragrammaton, I'm the one who created the world, that's not a mitzvah. It's a state of fact. Hashem is speaking to them about something everyone agreed to. When Hashem begins the Ten Commandments and says, I am the tetragrammaton, I'm the one who created, that's not a mitzvah. That's a statement, a fact that everyone agreed to. No one argued with it. No one questioned that there has to be some form of creator in the world. What Hashem was teaching them now, in the first of the Ten Commandments, what Hashem said, in first person, Hashem says, Anochi, I, Ani hu otom chuyav amtziut manhigcha. Hashem's main point was, I am the creator. The fact that there is a creator, everyone agreed to that. But who says it's Hashem? The thrust of the first of the commandments is, Anochi Hashem. It is I who is the creator. It is not just there is a creator. The Rambam says the first mitzvah is to understand that there is a creator who brought everything to be. The Ran says that's not so. The word Hashem means that. The Tetragrammaton means that. The thrust of it is firstly, it is I. Notice how the Ran is working a system that we've worked philosophically in this class. We've discussed that first we have to understand logically why there is a creator. Then we have to work on understanding why Hashem is the creator. Those are two steps. Vehu perush elokecha. And that's what Hashem is adding and saying. It is I who is your God, who has shown you all the miracles, who is also the creator. The fact that there is a creator, according to Rambam, that's the first mitzvah. Ran says, no, that's a given. The identifier, that it is I who is your God. I took you out, like someone talking to a friend. Don't you know me? I did such and such with you. Don't you know me? Based on this, the Torah says, in this manner, remember me? Took you out of Egypt? That's the first of the Ten Commandments. And so the root of the mitzvah is that we have to understand the one who we've already encountered, the one who we understand conceptually, there has to be a first cause. Logic dictates there's a source for the world. You can't argue that there's something here we don't understand. There is a first cause. There's something that created the world. That's agreed upon. But the first mitzvah is, I want you to know, that first cause is me who's commanding you the rest of the mitzvah. And here is a difficulty. Here is a philosophical difficulty. And the Ran is saying a whole philosophy in one sentence. He says, the first of the Ten Commandments is the most difficult. He didn't say those words, but that's what he's saying. He's saying, because logic dictates, what do you need a world for? You're all encompassing. What'd you create us for? So logic dictates it can't be that you're connected to us. You might be like the sun that shines on the earth, but it has no personal connection with the earth. But can it be that you want something from me? You gave me mitzvot. Logic opposes that. That's why the first commandment has to say it's I. Don't think your logic is going to take you. And here he's arguing on the Rambam head on. He says, your logic is going to take you to a point that there is a first cause philosophically. But your logic does not bring you to the point of saying, that first cause wants something from me. On the contrary, says the Ran, hefech, the opposite of the mistaken approach where a person would think and deduce that can't be that Hashem wants something from me. Logic dictates if he's perfect, what does he need me for? Comes the first of the Ten Commandments, says the Ran, to address that Hashem has to say personally. Because our logic would not lead us there. Our logic leads us to a point like the philosopher that says, can't be. If he's perfect, if he's all-encompassing, what does he need you for? You want to say he's perfect and he wants you? That's illogical. That doesn't fit into logic. There, says the Ran, Hashem has to talk. There Hashem has to identify, it's me, it is Elokecho, I'm your God, and I'm telling you mitzvot, and I took you out of Egypt. 4 points. And all those 4 points, says the Ran, are not deduced by logic. Logic deduces what the Rambam makes the first mitzvah, and there the Ran disagrees with the Rambam. Logic deduces there is a cause, there is a creator. Logic does not connect that creator necessarily with mitzvot, with taking us out of Egypt, with being one who talks to us.
We know that, right? From history, we see that people didn't make that connection.
For sure.
The Ran makes much more sense when you look at Jewish history. They went after idols.
had a very high opinion. How could someone be so stupid? Well, history has shown differently. The interesting thing is Rambam already knew that history.
And so that, says the Ran, is the first mitzvah. Number one, encompassed in that mitzvah is that Hashem is actually guiding us and warning us and talking to us and connected to us and took us out of Egypt and is connected to this world. That is the first mitzvah. Now, what's the second mitzvah? So, I don't know if we should start that because we won't be able to finish it today. So, there's enough to digest with what we learned today. So we'll pause here for now.